Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.
Well, we had a distinctly orchestral flavour on Showtime this week. Here's the first of two features we had on Sunday, and it's with Barbara Dowling of the Adult Youth Orchestra of Ireland. Now, something coming up very soon, this Saturday in fact, in SETU Arena, is the Symphony Club of Waterford's next concert, and that is the Adult Youth Orchestra of Ireland. Now, the Adult Youth Orchestra of Ireland, this is a really crazy sounding idea, and here on the line to tell us all about it is the person who came up with the idea of the Adult Youth Orchestra of Ireland, and that's Barbara Dowling. So Barbara, you might start by giving us a little bit of reasoning behind the Adult Youth Orchestra of Ireland.
Yeah, it's a bit nuts in fairness when you even think of the title. But at our age, we'll say those sort of 50 plus, we still think that we're, you know, teenagers in our youth, even though physically we are that bit older. 4 years ago, we did a charity concert in Waterford, actually, where musicians from all over the country signed up to take part for the charity. And when that finished, my phone kept jumping with people. Barbara, please, can we do something like this again? Please, please, please. So for me, there was a kind of an open door for people looking to perform at a high level in an orchestra. Because unfortunately in Ireland, while we have some amazing orchestras in the various cities around the country, there's very little for those who are of high standard, say, living in the Midlands, which is where I live, to do something like this. So we got this mad brainwave. Will we chance it and try it? And here we are 4 years later and back again in Waterford and thriving with over 110 members in the orchestra that all signed up, you know, which is...
That's fantastic. It's a huge number of players, isn't it?
It's massive. It's absolutely massive. And even with that 110, this year we'd nearly 200 people apply for it. And so that this is the reduced version of the people who applied, because obviously we had to have a balanced orchestra and you couldn't have 20 clarinets versus, you know, two flutes, that kind of a thing. There's obviously a huge niche for people out there to want to play in something like this. So this is where we are now, which is great.
Is this kind of reliving your youth almost? I mean, you're called the Adult Youth Orchestra. Are you meeting people from years ago that you haven't seen, you know, that used to play in youth orchestras with you?
Yeah, it's lovely. I was in the National Youth Orchestra myself back in my teens. When you leave that, there's very little, you know, where you'd meet people unless like that you're gigging with them or you go do an orchestra thing in one of the cities or whatever. Where we are now, we're meeting people that we would have been in the National Youth Orchestra 30, 40 years ago, and we're back again. And it's literally like you only saw them last year and we're back again, you know, telling the stories of the things we did in the past. And we said the only difference between the youth orchestra now and us is the age, obviously.
Yeah.
We can now officially break all the rules, because there are really no rules, as is when you were a teenager, you had to be in bed at a certain time, you'd be in at this, and there's none of that now. So it's lovely to see people, you know, rekindle, people you haven't seen for years and years and years, and they're still going strong, or like through social media, you'd be in touch with them there, but you haven't actually played with them for years. So here we are all back together again, doing our thing, having as much fun and loving every minute of it.
Okay, so let's set the scene then, Barbara. It is Saturday next, the 19th of July at 7:30 out in SETU Arena. And I'm looking at the programme here. You are not shying away from difficult pieces either. Mussorgsky Pictures at an exhibition, Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 5, and Aratunian. Am I pronouncing that right?
That's the right one, yeah.
I mean, that's not easy stuff for an adult youth orchestra.
No, but as we sort of said, you know, there was a huge standard and still is in the National Youth Orchestra.
Yeah.
So why would we let it drop just because we're that little bit more older, shall we say? And we kind of go for stuff that we like. I remember my years in the youth orchestra, we actually played Tchaik 5 back in the day. So it's lovely to kind of resurrect that again and do it, you know, this time around as older lemons as this is.
Yeah, and you've got quite a distinguished conductor as well, don't you?
Yeah, Ronan O'Reilly, he's wonderful. Known literally everywhere in you know, the orchestral and the wind band scene. He's the art director of the Artane School of Music, and Artane, when you see them out on the football pitch or Croke Park for GAA, conducts the Irish Youth Wind Ensemble, which an awful lot of our brass and wind have come out of as well in the past. And then the older version of that, the Irish Symphonic Wind Orchestra, he's the director in there as well. And with us, he was kind of the no-brainer of the person to ask, because of his connection with music and with all of us. Because like back in my day, again, when I was in the National Youth Orchestra, Ronan was also in there as an oboist. So it's like everything has come full circle for a lot of us, where we started off beside each other and now here he is as the musical director for us, for the Adult Youth Orchestra, which is just amazing.
Full circle stories are great, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely. They're just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
So you're talking, you're going to have over 100 players there on Saturday night.
110 in total.
Wow.
Yeah, it is huge. And this is, like I said, the reduced from the number of applicants that applied. This is where we picked literally the best were chosen for this. And like that, as I said, they come from the four corners of Ireland. We even have a lot of our Irish musicians that are abroad coming in as well. We have a violinist that comes in from the States every year to us. One from London, one from Denmark, Spain, Luxembourg. They come from all over to come back and relive their memories of their youth, shall we say, when they were officially youth in a youth orchestra.
No doubt you'll bring a big crowd with you, but we do want to get a crowd to go out and support it as well.
Yeah, it'll be an amazing, amazing concert. Like the trumpet concerto, Helen Doyle is one of them. Oh, she's one of the most amazing trumpet players in the country. For nothing else, if you went to hear Helen playing, you've definitely earned the price of your ticket for that.
And it's very good value too. It's only €20 and under 18s, €10. And again, I keep pounding the same message. Bring kids to these concerts. Get them interested early because they will really enjoy even the physical thing of watching an orchestra play.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you can get your tickets as normal at garterlane.ie, and hopefully there'll be a huge crowd out there. There always is, isn't there, Barbara, for all of your concerts?
Waterford is amazing for its support of orchestras, which is just, it's fantastic for any, you know, anything that goes on down there. We've seen other orchestras over the past in the Seto Arena, and the audience numbers are just phenomenal. It's an incredible credit to Waterford that they do have that support down there, which is just, it really is incredible to see.
Well, it's a huge well done to yourself, Barbara, because this is your brainchild and you're the person who put this on the road. So, I mean, huge respect to you for that.
I can't take the full credit for it, in fairness. I might have come up with the idea, you know, will we give it a go? But I have two, like, we call ourselves the triangle, Linda Patton and Sarah Murphy. Sarah's our leader. And between the three of us, we kind of do it all together. But we're not shy of asking people for help, you know. It might be three at the top, but we'll always tip out to someone. Come here, is there any chance you might be able to suss how do we do this or whatever,
so we're not
afraid to ask, and we work extremely well together. So that's how it kind of happens and works. It's a triangle team that does it,
and a small team usually works because there's not enough people to argue with each other.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing it, and the very, very best of luck next week. So garterlane.ie for your tickets, folks.
That's right. Thank you so much, Wayne, really appreciate it.
Now we're going to go back to some classical music, and I'm a big admirer of Billy O'Brien from Waterford, who has set up a Waterford Chamber Music Festival. Now last year was the first year in Mount Congreve, and this year is obviously his second year, but he's had quite the year because he's won the Best Overall Event in the Green Room Awards, sold out every concert last year, and now is back with a bigger and a better, arguably, programme for this year's festival. It's all on in a couple of weeks' time at the end of July. I'm going to play you a small bit of music from one of the pieces you're going to hear at one of the concerts. It is the second movement of Amy Beach, a piano quintet. Beautiful piece of music, and then we're going to have a chat to Billy about this brilliant event. You're very welcome to studio. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Wayne. Great to be back.
Second year already now. I know last year you were saying you were hoping that it might take off.
I know, yeah.
It obviously has taken off.
We couldn't believe it, yeah. And it's flown around.
Earlier on this year, you got two awards at the Green Room Awards for the Chamber Music Festival. And one of them was the big one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We were kind of blown away. We got an award for Best Concert. And I think outstanding cultural event of the year. So
the big one, basically. The main one.
Yeah, we were delighted. And it gave us a great boost, you know, to keep going. And there's obviously an appetite for our festival.
I was going to say that, yeah, Mount Congreve is a very prestigious venue. But to fill Mount Congreve, the room, I'm sure you're doing it in the, is it the Chinese tapestry?
Yeah, there's a name on it.
There's quite a number of people to fit in there to fill that, isn't there?
There
must be a huge interest in this.
There is, and we sold out the concerts last year. And it's a beautiful room and setting.
Great acoustics, the whole
great
lot.
Acoustic.
So I'm presuming a festival like this, like you're running for 3 days, which is Friday 25th, 26th, 27th of July. There must be a wide variety of stuff.
We're delighted to have a great lineup this year. We have three main concerts on Friday the 25th at 7:30, our opening concert. Saturday, also an evening concert at 7:30, and Sunday, our closing concert at 3 o'clock. So they're the main concerts. And then on the Saturday morning at 12 noon, we also have a young artist recital with two brilliant musicians coming, and our Singing for Wellbeing choir that was established in May in association with the Bealtaine Festival. They'll be performing, they'll get together at 2, and then if you're around the Wall Garden in Mount Congreve at 3, they'll be performing
brilliant.
Then.
So you can just basically come upon them as
you can,
wander through
Mount
Congreve.
You might hear them in the distance and come down and hear them.
That's pretty, because if you think about it, that's great value as well. You'll get to hear a concert for just the garden entrance fee.
Exactly.
And then you can go around the rest of the gardens.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Okay, so tell us about the Friday one. Then.
The Friday. So on the Friday, we have the main work, I suppose, is a piano quintet. So quartet with piano, Amy Beach. And it's a beautiful, large scale, romantic work in the style of Brahms or Schumann. But she's a little bit not as well known as her kind of European counterparts, but it's just a gorgeous work, and I personally am really looking forward to playing that.
You're playing it, I see your name on the list.
Slow Movement is beautiful. Also in that concert then we have a work by Marion Inglesby, a festival commission. We approached Marion, local composer, and we asked her to write a piece, and she's written a piece, it kind of three parlour pieces they're called, for piano trio, so violin, cello and piano, and they're kind of three moods, morning, day and evening, that are inspired by the gardens. Very atmospheric, and that's going to be great.
Now, so then the next thing then really would be the young artist recital then.
Yeah, so last year we had two young pianists, one local and one girl from Wexford, and they kind of blew everybody away with their playing. So this year we have two young string players, Ksenia and Yevlalia Yershova. They're from Ukraine but living in Kerry, and they're studying in the Cork School of Music, where I'm teaching at the moment. So I came across them there, and we're looking forward to them coming. They have a gorgeous programme. And also their peer, a young composer from Cork, has written a piece. So we have another premiere in that concert, because we kind of thought it'd be nice to give a young composer a bit of exposure as well.
Milo McCarthy, isn't it?
Exactly.
Brilliant. Yeah. And then, as we said, the Wellbeing Choir, that you can just come across them Saturday at 3 p.m. I think that's a great idea.
Exactly, yeah. And they met in May, actually, and we have a great conductor, choral practitioner, Mary Walsh, and she introduced them to some of the music that is in the concerts as well. So we thought a kind of a bit of music appreciation would be good for that group as well.
It's great. And the evening concert, and do I see yet another premiere on Saturday 26th?
You do, yeah. We are kind of so fortunate to have three new works premiered at this year's festival. So Greg Scanlon, a great composer from Waterford, has written a piece, Among Trees. You can guess this is also inspired by nature.
Yeah.
And in that programme we have Schumann Piano Quartet in the second half. That's a large scale, very dramatic work. And the Ravel Violin Sonata, which has a jazzy movement. And actually this year, on the Saturday and the Sunday, we're trying to pay a little tribute to Maurice Ravel, the French composer. It's the 150th anniversary of his birth. On the Saturday, we have that violin sonata. But on the Sunday, we have, I think, three works. We have Introduction and Allegro, which is a beautiful, kind of evocative, impressionist work for harp, string quartet, clarinet and flute. So that'll be a real highlight of the Sunday programme.
So I'm looking there at the list of some of the names and the singers. I see Roisin O'Grady in there as well, yourself. The very high quality of local people as well contributing to this, as well as the more established, I suppose, national names.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a couple of musicians travelling from the Netherlands. Anastasia Faroleva, she's a very renowned cellist, and Luba Tunnicliffe from the UK. We have great Irish players, a lot of whom are coming on the Sunday afternoon. Aoife Burke, Seamus Wiley, clarinetist. I'll probably forget to...
You will. Look at the website, they're all on there.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
what I'm doing. You have to go and get in a grand piano here, Billy, I'd say, do you?
We do, yeah. We got a gorgeous piano from Jeffers in Cork last year, and so we booked the same piano. They were kind of worried in Mount Congreve, you know, about getting it in, but these guys are so used to it, they actually take it off the legs and put it on its side and kind
push
of wheel it in.
I actually would struggle to think of something more beautiful than music like this in a setting like Mount Congreve on a summer's evening. You know, it's made for it.
It is. It is.
You're so lucky to get it as a venue.
We are, yeah. No, we're very grateful for that kind of collaboration with them.
No doubt there's tickets available.
There is.
There always is, isn't there? Yeah. So where can you pick them up?
You can get them on waterfordchambermusic.com.
And there is a weekend ticket if you want to go to a mall, a festival ticket. And that's €90 for the whole weekend.
For everything, yeah.
You're talking four concerts in on that.
Yeah.
And then there's always the option as well of the going out into the gardens and hearing the singing for well-being and music appreciation. Billy, it's a huge achievement.
Thanks. Well, we have a great team. You know, there's brilliant volunteers that I have helping me. And as we kind of discovered last year, it was just a kind of matter of marrying this venue with this kind of music and promoting it. And then people seem to like it. So we're delighted with the support.
Yeah, yeah. And the actual venue, as we said, the main room in Mount Congreve itself, like it just exudes atmosphere. I was lucky enough to do something there myself years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember looking around going, oh, this is class.
Yeah. And somebody was saying like they were listening to the concert last year and they were looking out the window and they could see the sheep kind of coming down the hills and they just thought it was kind of like you're like in a movie or something.
There you go. So it is the Waterford Chamber Music Festival, July 25th to 27th. And you can get your tickets on Waterford Chamber Music. And don't forget, there is a really good value ticket for the whole weekend, €90 for the whole weekend for four brilliant concerts. And they do look brilliant. And loads of premieres in there, loads of local artists. Billy, very best of luck. No doubt we'll see you for the third year next year, hopefully.
We hope. Yeah. Thanks, Wayne.
And you've given us a set of tickets to give away, but we're going to hold on to those until next week.
We have.
Brilliant. Okay, so we'll have all details on that for you next week. Best of luck.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you.
Well, that is just about all we have on this week's Showtime podcast. If you want to listen back to the whole show, you will find it in the Listen Back section on WLRFM.com. And not just Showtime, all of WLR shows are there as well. You have to just sign up once, free of charge. Just put your details in and listen away to your heart's content. It is all up there for you. Of course, you can always search for Showtime on your favourite podcast player and hit subscribe, and it will be downloaded to your device every week that we have a podcast to share with you. Well, that's it for now, so I'll talk to you after 7 p.m. on Sunday nights, or here if you subscribe to the podcast.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.